Blog Talk Radio.
Give me
can't stop, babe. No matter what I've seen in the past, I won't let it impact that we've grown out, baby. I can't let it slip away, drift away, can't go to waste, go to waste. I stay straight, stay to your face, won't contemplate, you contemplate that, baby. I don't wanna wait another minute for you. Oh, you got me falling from the ceiling for you. No, but from the top, there was no limit for me. And I'm catching feelings, baby.
Bye. But your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list. Got a pad on your lot. Calabasas ain't the move. That's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot. You forgot what you got.
Hold up. Roses. I recommend I'm on with a goose. I recommend I bid for the juices. I recommend you live with the truth is. Psychedelic views and affinity pools. You're checking out. Once I sweat them edges out. Head down like vanity. I got the fuck ups. I got the damage fees. I got the gold dust. I got the anesthesia. This isn't a fantasy, we about to go up. See at the end of me, never got no love. But understanding me, maybe can mold us and
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down.
Cry,
touch me,
feel 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 me,
again. I love the way you say it. Just for me, a lady in the purest sense of elegance. But when the lights go down, girl, you're making love strong, wild, and free.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and welcome to Express Your Vibe. This is an open mic show to come as you are and spit those five pieces of whatever's on your mind. This show tonight is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you could be raw? So, and with that, I'd like to thank our illustrious CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. So thank you, darling. Now let's get this show started. Now I'm going to bring in my diva, Miss La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you doing tonight?
I am absolutely elated. You know, I'm a new grandma today, and I'm in love with him. He's so beautiful, and I'm just feeling all around good. How you doing?
Fucking wonderful. I'm. You know what? I'm good. I sound like I'm tired. I probably am just a little, but it's all good. Today it's all good. But congratulations to you, Eva.
Thank you.
I'm of a mood tonight, Diva. So what
Thank
I'm going
you.
To do, if yes, I am. So if you would, I want you just to hang on with us just for the night.
Gotcha.
And I think I'm going to start off with a piece called Love.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Love, look what you've done to me. You took my mind, body, and soul under lock and key. Got me high, hooked on a feeling. I didn't really know what I was dealing with. Love, you had me at hello, not caring about anything or how this was to go. I only knew I wanted to go all the way to keep it going day after day. Love, just go away. Love, look what you've done to me. you've had divided loyalties. You, me, and she. Love, you've gone astray. This isn't how I hoped you would be. Love, you're all I ever hoped for. Seems like all you do is walk out the door after the promises you made. And when God gave me the clarity to walk away, you got defensive and threw shade. Love, you're all I ever wanted in my possession. I'll shine and flaunt it. Because I feel love is all I need. It's all I have to give. Without it, I can't live. Love, look what you've done to me. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. Love, look what you've done. Girl. Man. That piece was, you know, I've asked myself that question. But the way that I phrase it is, when is love going to be through with me if it's going to keep hurting me like this? If I have to keep feeling this way, you know, what did I do? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, that was
that
beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you, my dear. Now, Viva, it is your turn to grace the mic. So whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Thank you. This is called Awareness Revealed. Her canvas is beautifully damaged because her flaws are pronounced by insecurities that just scream at her sometimes. For all she's ever wanted was a love that would stay. The kind of love that when she looked in their eyes, she'd always see that non-judgmental and totally acceptance of her and her truth. The kind of love that when she looks in their eyes, she'd always see that conversation they could have to work through it, to make it work and keep working. The kind of love that when she looks in their eyes, she'd always see that they've fallen even deeper in love with her inner beautiful and never have to wonder if they're losing or lost interest because her outward beauty is fading. The kind of love that is unafraid and unashamed to always take her hand and go against opinions and hearsay of outside forces. The kind of love that will join in the fight with her so she won't ever have to beg or fight for it. The kind of love that knows it's comfortable and safe to be with her because her spirit, her mind, her love is home. The kind of love from the one that made her appreciate all the hurt she'd endured because he sees behind her smiles and always kisses away the tears shed by her soul. She fights through her fear of facing new love every day because she refuses to be a convenience anymore. As those memories of being broken while still missing them play in her head like a scratched record. Soft is the touch of love when you want to be and are the giver. But the spirit is easily broken through the vulnerability. Tear-soaked pillows from what seems like endless nights of crying out in loud silence. All she's ever wanted was love strong enough to stay like she does. So she found herself through her healing. She knows who she is and that within every waking moment of her life, there isn't one part of her that doesn't deserve the shine of the light. Because in the day, she captures the sun's attention. And at night, the moon sits with her for their deep conversations. while the oceans and seas conduct new melodies for her playlist. Wild orchids and Japanese cherry blossoms will always catch her eye, and she indulges often in her favorite scents of the grass and trees, blended with notes of jasmine in bloom, carried to her by the wind. Her aromatherapy for healthy, calming pleasantries. She is the part of love that understands. She is life worth living. And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. Diva. A lot of lines. Because I know I'm a fan. I've been a fan of yours since day one. But there's a line you put in there about kissing the tears of her soul away. Or what was that? Oh, my goodness.
He kisses away. He kisses away all the tears that her soul has shed.
Yes, you know, to have a love like that would be so wonderful. Okay, well, I love that piece, girl. That is on. Dope. And now you know who you are. She knows who she is.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Diva, you and I have hit it, but now we're going to Texas. Kendrick, welcome to Express Your Vibe. How are you tonight?
Mm-hmm. Hello. How y'all
Kendrick,
doing?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I went for y'all to say, is he muted?
No, we're not muted. You're not muted either. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay, Granny. Granny, yeah.
That's all right. That's all right.
How y'all ladies doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just this weather we've been having has been like crazy. We had it where, you know, 2 weeks ago we had the snow and the sleet and all that stuff. 2 weeks ago, now we have the ice that kept us, you know, inbound for a couple of days. Well, thankful for me, I was on vacation, so it was kind of worked out pretty well on that part. Now everything's thawing out, so everything's slowly coming back to normal here in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Slowly but surely.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what's up. It's cold over here, too. This weather don't know how to act. Yeah. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So, Kendrick, are you ready to express your vibe? All right, then.
Oh, my goodness. It is Friday night, so I got a little Could we fuck without getting caught up in our feelings? That's a good-ass question. Well, to tell you the truth, I was always curious about you, and we've been friends for a while. Well, one night at your place, I had a dream about you walking in on me, and we just kissed. No explanation whatsoever. Never in my wildest dream that this could happen like this. Yet, tasting your tongue and making me want you more, you said to me, don't say a word, just fuck me. The way my body responded to you, shit, it felt like it was waiting for this moment. Because when I began to taste you, I wanted to fuck you where you stand. But why rush this moment, baby? Because I wanted to give you some of me since day one. We undressed each other so smoothly that we didn't have time to think about anything. The sexual aroma for me got me throbbing. Then I realized, oh, shit, this isn't a dream. This is really happening. Because when I watch you go down on me, kissing and slurping all of my chocolate stick, oh, shit, Ooh, this is all too real. She took me deep in her mouth, not once gagging on me. And now she looked up on me and said, now it's your turn. Rain on me, baby, because your sweet juices is what I need to quench this thirst. Her body responded to the way I caressed her pussy, wet my tongue and lips. Don't fight it, baby. Just give it to me. No matter what position we was in, she couldn't stop coming. After we're done, I woke up the next day next to her. Can we do this all over again without catching feelings? Maybe. But one of these days, we both either have to make it official or we go our separate ways. Because this sex is too good. There's no way that this can go on without someone who needs to be loved and deserves to be loved without just getting fucked good on the regular. And that's that piece.
Well, Bill,
I couldn't unmute myself. Damn.
I'm not used to this from you, Kendrick.
Lord, yeah. You went
now
in.
Well, Bill.
That vibe. Whoa, I loved it, though.
Damn. Whew, think I've ever heard a piece from you like that before.
It's been a while. So yeah, I had to come with the thunder on that one. I was like, woo. Okay.
Goodness.
Got something going
gracious.
Here.
Oh my goodness. I liked it though. It was hot. That was real hot. Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you know what?
Jeez.
Right at the end, it's like, you better come to a decision. I like that one. I really do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you for coming through. Woof.
My
one
pleasure.
Love,
my pleasure.
Yes.
Hey, one love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic. All
right. Whoa.
Yeah, whoa was right.
I think I need a fan or something. Mm-hmm. My goodness. You know what? I'm gonna take a small fishing identification break.
Okay.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
Well, Diva.
Yes.
Well, now. All right. Not sure if I'm recovering from that anytime soon. Wow. Well, let's keep this party going. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Diva, I'm digging in the archives tonight. I have a little block inside. Yeah, I'm going to have a little block, right? This piece is untitled.
The mic is yours.
Okay. I can't really say what my vibe is. I'm feeling so many things. Aura swirl all around me, threatening to drown me, to arouse me, to anger me, disappoint me. Taking me to the point where eclipses of the sun and moon sink and darken my heart, cloud my mind, leaving me wondering which way should I go, or should I just lay low, behind, void of caring, because the woman you thought I was not. And I, the woman I thought I was, is me. See, I'm not a competitor in life. I love whom I choose to. And won't compete with anyone to prove I'm true. As I sit and pray, my aura swirl around from dark to light. Spirit has spoken. My soul is now surrounded with bright light, taking me on self-love's flight. And I am no longer bound. And that's that piece.
Talking about That is what I'm talking about. Yes, yes. I don't bow. I don't. I salute. I will celebrate you. But I ain't bowing. I'm not doing it. That most definitely got to be somebody special, special, special. Okay. Because I bow to no one.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to tell you, unless I'm on stage and, you know, thanks for the applause. But other than that.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
That was nice. I liked it. Thank you. All right. This one is called Her Muse. He knew physical love was intangible, and passion was what had been missing from her mundane life. But he also knew that within her ocean deep thoughts, it's what she longed for. That's why the wolf in him always would easily make the moon in her glow bright, because he was what renewed her writing soul. And though they hadn't actually met, there were never any rules set. Yet for her poetry, his gallantry proved her to be the special lady in his world, and not a caricature of what society says the perfect woman is supposed to be. Simply put, he was her muse, igniting a fire so deep within her soul, she wrote creations her ink could breathe into life again, fantasies like he grabbed her, looked in her eyes and said, "What if I were to lay you down, slowly slide up in between your legs and say your name with each inside of you as I stare deep into your eyes? Would that please you? Would you call out mine for the world to know my name, or would you whisper it across my lips with a soft, passionate kiss, letting me know that I am your world?" She responded, "What if I couldn't talk and I just licked my lips?" He gave a deep growl and said, "Choose which ones I touch." Her words stimulated him, so he slid down to what he called his taste of heaven and said, "Come on, baby. Rain down on me," as he kissed her love button. She was wetter than ever, and he wanted to just soak his face in her water. And she was so grateful to be writing again. She vowed that if ever they were to meet, she would prove to him how to make fantasy reality. And that's that piece.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know where I got stuck. I don't even want to admit it. What if I was silent? What? Oh. Like, wait, not now. Like, And wait, look, y'all know me. I ain't gonna lie. My mind started drifting to places maybe I shouldn't be drifting to. But my word. See, y'all wait until after the 10 o'clock hour. I'm gonna make it all up in the 10 o'clock hour. All right.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Even that was. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to be thinking about that one. Going silent?
Oh.
Okay. Never mind. I'm sorry. Anyway. This is an old piece. It was one of the shows that you are the ink and I'm the poetry, or something like that. I forget which one it was.
Okay.
This is called My Muse.
The mic is yours.
Please, whisper in my ear, be my muse. See, the sun doesn't compare with your smile. No artist can paint you. No picture can capture your true essence. I'm not a poet. I am the ink, and you, my dear, are the poetry. So please, love, be my muse. Your heart is beautiful, touching those with your compassion, and that makes you beautiful on the outside. And your intellect makes you brilliant, yet confident, not arrogant. You don't seek attention. You're the star in my story that shines bright throughout the sky. You're the beacon to find my way home. You're the song I sing that all the world would know it's you. I am not a poet. I am the ink. And you, my dear, are the poetry. I became his muse. I figured I had nothing to lose. My heart he didn't abuse. He dared to shout it from the rooftop how much he loved me, and he'd never stop. We walked hand in hand. He made me understand, saying, baby, I'm for real. It was all it could be. He produced a diamond ring that is forever, and how I was his woman, love and poetry. I admit he gives me butterflies. My eyes light up when I see him. There's no deception, just honesty, no lies. He loves me, really loves me. The universe blessed me. I am now the poet. I'm the ink, and he is my muse, my love and poetry. And that's that piece.
Oh, Diva. I do so love that piece. Wow. That was beautiful. And I love to hear, every time you read it, I love to hear it. And it's that line. Mm-hmm. It's that line about you being the poetry. It's just beautiful. It really, really is. Oh, man. You make me want to go back in my archives. I'm looking through my notebook.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Second. So now, I said once the album hits, it's gonna be rocking. I hope.
All right.
While you're looking, how about if I play another station identification?
Okay.
About 15 minutes to the hour of 10, you are listening to Express Your Vibe. I'm Miss VIP, and my diva, the Perla Negra, is hanging with us tonight. diva.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. I am. I got something here. Haven't read this in a good while. This is still untitled. I'm surprised I haven't given it a title yet, but it's a piece nonetheless.
Right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. He said he loves to leave his tongue inside me because my heartbeat echoes throughout his system, summoning passion from lifetimes ago. His mouth serenades my clit as he sucks and licks while having revelations of irresistible flavoring of sweet peach and dragon fruit. A vignette of my overflow like a stream of revitalizing spring. Endless, yet new. He rolls his tongue around inside me, seeking an indigenous heaven, detonating spiritual warmth that's ever blooming as I spread my legs wider, exposing my clit more. This time down there invokes the shaman of our secret skin ceremony, sanctifying the unifying, voracious lust of our passion's divine vindication. He calls me his poetess, goddess, of sacred sweetness. And he is my muse of savage seduction.
Ooh.
I didn't mean to read this one. I didn't realize this. Wow.
And it's funny because I feel in a certain type of way, and I was going to go all in, and you and Kendra just blew up the mics. Y'all just, I need to get a fire extinguisher or something.
Yeah, that's in my notebook. That ain't even in my file of what I want to put in my book. I need to put that in there right now.
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with you on that one.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna do this new one that I had I wrote a minute ago. Probably like about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
This is called Are You Ready?
The mic is yours.
I want to make love with you each and every day. I keep it ready and warm on your side of the bed. When you walk into our bedroom, you find me waiting in my sexy lingerie. I want you. You want me the same way, but decide to take your time instead. Taking my high heels off, slowly unhooking my garters to ease my seam thigh highs down. Taking one leg and kicking, sucking my toes so well I feel like busting. Then you go all the way to my chocolate pink treasure. I moan in ecstasy as your tongue speaks to my lips. I want you inside of me so bad. Bucking my hips against your face, I admit it. I want it. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you gladly. Ooh. Come. Baby, wait. Baby, let me taste you. Make me take it deep. My head bobbing, pink pearl throbbing. I'm humming, lip dripping. Close your eyes and enjoy. Or shall I look up at you? Throwing your head back, binding, there's no gag reflex. It's about to hit. Do you see stars yet? So good, you whisper. More. Gripping my face as you thrust all the way in. Say, hold it. Hold it. Huh. You release me, turn to kiss me, look into my eyes and ask, are you ready? Yes, I answer. Your wish is my command as you lift me, center me, and take us both to love land. As we slowly recover from the afterglow, you softly say, I love you. I say, I know. Holding me close, I think this thing we share, deep. We kiss and fall asleep. That's that deep.
My damn. Well, are you telling him?
I figured since you and this is what the heat, I bring it.
Ooh, and bring it, you did. And bring it, you did. You said, come on in. Ooh, child. Take it. No, just take it. Sorry, so I'll take it all, though. Lord. And enjoy. Ooh, I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. Girl, ooh, yeah, okay. I see where you're going. My goodness.
Yeah, I put music to that, but I couldn't upload it on the studio. But one day, I'm going to get on that.
I got some more, but how about a music break?
Play
something for.
I'm down for it.
All right, here goes something.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized. And I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. More water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. I'm not worth it and this ain't working and running out of words again. And now that you know you were better than I was ready for, it's not like before, oh no. Tonight I'm making up for it all. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept apologies, haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. 'Cause now that you know, oh, you were better than I was ready for. It's not like before, yeah. Now I'm making up for it all. Forever.
That was a beautiful, beautiful song. I was all into it, thinking, man, I'm going to listen to it, and you know what I'm saying?
it's you know, the words in it that he is saying to her, you know, he understood. It lets you know that he understands what he's done and how he's been acting, and he wants to make it up to her. And he's talking about her whole. The whole body. All right. Well, get it. Get it on. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, you know, I love poetry that's just not totally raw with it. You know what I mean? Like to use metaphors and other names for, you know, body parts. And I do love, like, but sometimes, you know, the ball ain't so bad either, but the subtleness of the different words kind of like, and give you those visions, you know? So listen, let's get back to Kendrick right quick.
Okay.
Hey, Kendrick. Welcome back.
Hey.
So you got another
huh? Yeah. That I do. Man. Did I hear Danielle meow in the background? I was purring like a kitty back there. After that last piece. Oh, my God. Damn. After all, it is Friday night. So, yeah. Freaks do come out at night, not just on Friday, but any night.
All right. Well, if you got another piece, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is actually an old piece. I don't think I spit it before, but I kind of wrote it down in my, as Danielle said, her archive. I got one in mind as well. So the name of this piece called My Tasty Beneficiary.
The mic is yours.
All right. You're that one friend who always comes through when I need you the most, and I don't mean when the funds are low. You provide for me because I always return the favor. But when I feel the need, to let loose, you come my way to relieve me. Late night sex talk always makes me rise up to you. And there is no string attached to this. We can say whatever comes to mind, we go for it. We play it cool in public, but can't wait to get naked and go at it. Damn. How long can we go like this, not knowing that one of us will give into our feelings want more than just great sex? I mean, love is in our future, but I don't want to lose what we have now, because we benefit from each other so well. You're my favorite meal when I'm hungry, and I quench your thirst when you need a good rub down. And your taste to me, it's whatever when we get together. But unfortunately, good things do come to an end. So let's make this last while we can, because you're my tasty beneficiary, baby. And that's that piece.
All right. A tasty beneficiary. All right now. All right. I like that one. All right. Hey, look. Sometimes it has to be that way. You know what I'm saying? It's funny because that reminds me of a piece from your piece. It's called FWB, Benefits. And I'm telling you that, you know, and it's all about, you know, going without love and all that. And, you know, just wondered, you know, how that could be. You know what I'm saying? And it's really something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But, wow, thank you again for that. Thanks. Y'all just, I cleaned it up too, but y'all started it first. All right, well, you know what? Now I'm going to go ahead and cool you off. I'm going to set you in the groovy lounge. I got my lava lamp going.
All right.
You can have your favorite libation and the candles going, you know, whatever you like, I got. Even the bartender
right
on staff tonight. Oh, that's pretty good, huh? All right. Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
All right. You know, I think I'm going to piggyback Kendrick. Let's see. All right. Not sure. Let's see what I got. I think I might keep it with a little more hot. Okay. I think I'm going to do Sit On It if I sit on it. Okay. You're an educated, articulate, good-looking man. You smell good, dress handsomely, but what I want to know is what you're packing. Is it enough for me to sit on it? Well, we have great conversation. Your kiss and embrace thrills me with every sensation. Now, you may be thinking, am I deserving of what you possess? I can tell you I do. Do you dig my finesse? All you desire is true. And I intend to take you my way. My body is soft and smooth. You'll want to savor, marinate in it so much, you'll want to stay and cultivate this flavor. So know this, I am going to sit on it, move on it, bounce on it, juice on it. Until the sun rises and the moon has set, it's a game. Just know this, if I do, you'll never be the same. Each time I'm on it, you're in it, you'll never, ever forget the ride, the grip and slide, the pounding and sounding off of reaching pure ecstasy. It will be that and more of shit if I ever have the pleasure to sit on it. That's that piece. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a little bit past 10 o'clock, and I'm going to give the rundown for the week. Now, tomorrow, it should be, let's talk about it, with Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. If not, it will be Poetic Therapy with my diva, La Perla Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday evening is the Inspiration Factory, where we have church with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Poetic. Monday evening, hopefully, will be the Soul Cafe, or the Neo Soul Cafe. That will be with our CEO, Will the Poet, Poetic, and La Perla Negra. If not, it will be Do What You Like, with Poetic and Mr. Metaphoria. On Tuesdays, it's Mojave's show. I have no idea what it is at this point, but it will be in the event page. And Wednesday is the Love Zone with me and my diva La Perla Negra as we tackle those deep subjects. So we have a lot of fun. It's great conversation. So y'all come out. On Thursday, it is the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and Poetic. Whew, and they have some damn good topics. Their show was the bomb 2 weeks ago. If you missed it, you missed a treat. As well as Tuesday with Mojave Hell Flyspeak, whoa, it was awesome. So you guys got any type of platform, Spotify, Google Podcast, anything you listen to podcasts on, y'all go to Epiphany Radio and check out Flyspeak. So then on Friday, we're hoping that it's going to be Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric. If not, then it is to be determined. And then Saturday night, we're back again. Okay? So that's the rundown. Now, I'm going to keep this going. My diva stepped off for a second. All right? So I think I'm going to tone it down just a little bit.
I'm back, diva. I'm back.
Oh, I'm back. Oh, there you go. What a break. It's wonderful.
God, excuse me.
I was going to say, look, my diva done stepped out and look at that grandbaby one more time. All right.
Oh, child, you know I'm in love with him. Oh, God, he's so beautiful. Oh, it's such a blessing when they get here.
Yeah.
You know, you anticipate, you wait and wait and wait. When they finally get here, oh, it's just, you just lose yourself in them. You can't help it. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to tell you something. Now that you're new to the club, I got something to tell you. Think you love your children? They are out the window. Grandbabies take over your heart, tear you up. That's it. They will wrap yourself around all your fingers. And then you will have either sucker or crazy grandma stamped on the front of your forehead because you will just want them all the time. And then the thing is, you love to see them come. But then, you know, you want to see them go home. Now, see, with the newborn, you could just stare at them all day. But mine, I love them, but I love them more than they go home. Because it's like grandma down.
I hear that. I hear that.
Yes. So, all right, Diva. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This is called Luxurious Ecstasy. He untied her hair to massage the day away from her scalp. She loved his hands on her. They were like magic because she'd always succumb to the lovemaking that followed. God, he was so good. He asked her, "If I let you moisturize my beard, would you show your appreciation by having a seat?" But before she could answer, he gave her no time to reply. He ran his tongue across her terrain soaked with cherry musk juices that had been simmering all night. And as he plunged his tongue deep inside her love canal, they could almost hear the splash from her wetness. The smell and sounds of ecstasy quickly filled the room. From that skin on skin, that beautiful body to body chemistry just heightened the experience. As she starts to peak her climax, he grabs her hips firmly so he can catch every swallow of all her juices. She calls out his name as he drinks her deep. Finishing up, he slides her down perfectly, positioning her to slide himself inside, raising his upper body to let her kiss him because he remembers how she loves the way she tastes on his lips. Come again from the mere mixture of their savory flavor. He slows his stroke to bring her to another climax because he is not ready to come yet. With bodies in rhythmic sync, she rides and he greedily receives her energy. Watching her, smelling her, feeling her, he knows he has her in pure ecstasy and it drives him to deepen his stroke. Pumping faster, his dick swelling, her juices gushing and flowing down onto his sack and his thighs, turned to one call out of her name. And that's that piece.
Ooh, Lord. Ooh. All right, then. Hey, I was trying to stay good. It's just not working. Wow. That's
glad you enjoyed.
Sensuous and sexy. Oh, I'm going. And you know, I imagine all that. I saw all that in my mind. You know I did.
That's what I plan on doing to people. I want people to see you know, I want to give them a visual, you know what I mean? Because a lot of us, when we sit back, you know, especially those of us that don't are not in a relationship, a romantic one anyway, well, I know me personally, I see myself in the act like that. And with me being very passionate as I am, I can hear the breathing, the head flying back, the eyes rolling up in their head, and then bring the face back to his and looking in each other's eyes like you're reading each other's soul, you know? And I just, I need to put that in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's like, okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to might be able to take you on a little visual trip myself. This piece is called The Irresistible Allure.
The mic is yours.
My mind's playing tricks. I'm going in and out of a dangerous world. On my days off, time seems slow. I'd rather be totally off than totally on. Just look at the world now. So many are gone. I need your comfort. In my mind, I take a tote. I'm one step away from calling you, knowing you won't ever be true. We were connected, or so I thought. You played my body as well as my mind. When we ended, you banished me, the inner peace my body couldn't find. Because when you sexed my body, my world was so bright. Your touch banished all negativity. I wanted you day and night. I was so into you, due to being taken sexually nearly in every way. I was so stuck in the past, I didn't think it would be today, that now, this very moment, I thought stray. Meeting you at the bus stop, the hotel room, the urgency of fulfillment, hard passion, white hot lust, endless kisses, embraces so tight, made my world a beautiful sight. After we parted ways, not so sweetly, my body warred with my mind for years. I can't say I cried a lot of tears, but my heart hurt so deeply. What I've learned is I can't kick it with someone I don't care deeply for. I'm glad you taught me that as I walked away from you, the irresistible, the Lord. And that's that piece.
Irresistible allure. Oh, that's a task to stay away from being so easily pulled into. Oh, yeah.
And I'm gonna be in a moment of transparency. Their energy was ridiculous. Okay, I had to, you know, when at the time I looked back that produced this piece, I had to call on every angel and tell them to set up every gate, the block, and all that kind of stuff. And then ask them. So,
I'm sure.
So, yeah. Wee, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
Girl.
All right. I'm telling you. So, Diva.
Yes. I've got something else for you.
I bet you do.
You sure you're ready for this one? Because this one's out there a little bit racier than the last one.
Well, all done. All right.
This is called the Taste. The Taste of That Kiss. As he slowly placed soft kisses between my thighs, he asked me, if I lock my arms around your legs, drink your nectar, and my tongue wouldn't stop as you flowed like a river, What more could you do than shake, moan, pant, and call my name, licking and sucking my clit? Oh, my God, I've never been wetter. He's enjoying me so much, I wanted a taste, too. I said, Daddy, 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 can I taste me, too? Without stopping, he swallowed and said, Fuck, I was coming and he just wouldn't stop. Even after I gushed and squirted, he would not release my legs. I moaned ecstasy into the air. He kissed her and said, baby. Kissed her again. Begging for a taste. I moaned, yes, Daddy, may I please have a taste too. Up at me and released his grip on my legs. As he entered me, he slid up to give me that taste I craved. And I cried out his name. As he fucked me, he stared in my eyes and said, look at me. Oh, God, I started coming again. This time squirting all on his dick and balls and thighs. Feeling that warm rush of silky juice made him moan and pull my leg up to deepen his stroke. The pleasure from his thrust had me ready to ride, but he loves control. So he kept me pinned. With firm grips of handfuls of my hair, kissing me passionately, fucking me harder, faster, squeezing tighter. That moan, that dick, that taste of that kiss. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Well,
I told you, I tried to give you a warning.
Woo!
That was an old piece. I hadn't read that in a long time.
But you know what? I remember that piece. And I got all jacked up when I heard it the first time. Oh, my.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I am so glad you enjoyed it.
There's going to be some problems around here.
Look, I ain't responsible for other folks and what they choose to do or how they choose to respond to the words that being spit tonight. Yeah, no. I'm just a little
Oh, Mojave, I ain't responsible for it. That's just what he says. Look, I ain't going to be responsible for that. You know?
That's right. Yeah, I got to put that disclaimer out there in the air. in case some unsuspecting pregnancies or something come about or crazy stalker type stuff comes about. It ain't my fault. I'm just an artist trying to express my.
Wow. Whew. Well, I'm going to tone it down a little bit. I got an untitled piece. I don't even think I've read it. But I have no idea. My goodness. All right. This says, true love touches the heart, which starts in the mind, a love that's spiritual, emotional, that turns into physical. Yet I want chemistry, kisses that last long after you leave me, long talks that leave remnants of your voice lingering in my ear, leaving me wondering when I finally let go of my fear. I want to be held tight, feel you long after you're gone. Then when we finally make love, you will feel all is right with the world. No stress, Your mind will be at rest. I want honesty. If you want to be with me, true love, see? The kind that needs a hand for you to understand. I'm not wanting perfection, just a lot of love and affection, vibing off each other's energy. Can it be you and me? Excuse the grammar, but your presence is making me stammer. You and I, can we be? Can we try? True love touches the heart, starts in the mind. I'm offering me. No way am I perfect, but someone like me you'll never find again. That's that beat.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I know your worth, man. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Nice. Very, very nice. Yeah. You got myself all worked up listening to your piece, reading my piece. Lord, have mercy. Good. It's all good.
Let me add a little Texas tea, too. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Texas tea. There, that's what I'm going to call them tonight. Texas tea. Y'all.
Right.
Yes. Goodness.
Well, Diva, we're going to kick it two more, and then I think we're going to roll out of here. What you think?
All right, that's fine. I got a couple more pieces. This one is more recent.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, this one is called Poetic Blueprint.
All right, now.
Thank you. Let's make poetry with our bodies. Describe what you taste with the tip of your tongue running over my chocolate mounds and deep within the crevices of my hidden pleasure zone. Let me hear you call my name as I blow your flame, pulling vital nutrients of protein from you. Oh, how we ride the wave of euphoria on the mixes of juicy salivations and silkened water. Giving into temptation and creating similes with kisses guided by awakening sensations. I need to feel your heartbeat inside and soul inside of me. So let's light the fire of the sapien in us and increase the flame to release the beast of commanding lust and unbridled passion that must be satisfied. Adjust my attitude with your commands and make me remember your name. Let my energy play your favorite melody up and down your spine as the sweat of our scent leaves an imprint throughout tangled sheets. You're my favorite flavor, but I know you favor the flavor of mahogany. Close your eyes and plunge into my ever essence and bathe in my overflow. You see, unbeknownst to you, I am that dream come true for you and may happen if only you believe in deja vu. You know I'm the fix for your compulsion, so satisfy your palate till your heart's delighted. Now, let me taste us off your tongue, because we so rightfully deserve to know how good we taste in this combined ride of our need for only what can be satisfied, us until satiated. And that's that piece. Lord, I got ready to say happy birthday. I don't know where that came from.
Literally,
I got ready to say happy birthday. I don't know why. I guess it would feel like somebody's birthday getting it good like that. Shoot.
Okay. Ooh. All right. I got a piece. This is called Look Up Self.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. We were supposed to not let the sun go down on our anger. As I finished the laundry, hanging my shirt on the hanger, tears are streaming from my eyes. We always end this way after we argue. You walk out leaving me in tears, again exposing all my insecurities and fears. Why do we keep falling out? This can't be what our love's about. You come back and face me, sit my chin up, look into my eyes and kiss me. I'm helpless to resist, because your lips always fill me with bliss. I try not to feel like I care. I break away, but you grab my arm and pull me to you. I can't miss your charm. Baby, I'm sorry, he said. Yes, me too. We can't go on this way. Why do we argue? Maybe I should leave. Baby, please. If you did, I'd grieve. Without you, I can't breathe. I tried not to melt at that, so I sat on the bed to take him what he said. My mind is in a state of vex. We fuss and argue, then have makeup sex. His hard dick gets my attention quick. I'm already wet with desire. I never want or need another man lighting my fire. He gets on his knees, slides my thong to the side, licks my nether lip, and I'm moaning, oh shit. After I come, he knows he's getting some. He plunges in and all is well. My pussy loves it, my lips swell. He knows I love it best on top, but he is pounding me, choking me, making me come over and over. I scream his name, and my walls grip him hard. He moans, and I know he feels the same. Skin slapping, climax is happening. What the fuck are we mad about? All I know is he ain't going nowhere, because makeup sex is great as all get out, and that's that piece.
Girl, that makeup sex will get your ass pregnant. You ever notice how much more passionate you are when you are making up with your person, when you are trying to say I'm sorry, you know, and it takes you off to a whole another level of. You know, the love making, because girl, I like
it. More passionate.
I mean, I like all kinds of sex, but that makeup sex, yes, it's different. It just hits the whole, the soul different. You just, child, you create a masterpiece on you with your soul when you make up like that. Girl, you squeeze tighter, you kiss longer, you get wetter, you just Lord.
Need a fan by
you? Child, look, I'm going somewhere with it. Oh, Lord. I love that piece. Oh, man, I loved it.
Yeah.
Girl.
I'm ready for your piece, Diva. Because it seems like after 10 o'clock, it should get hot. It's hotter.
All right, let me give me a second. Let me see if I can find.
Station break while you do it. Are you okay?
Sure. Yes. You can give a station break while I find something here.
All right.
This is Tiffany Radio.
The Real Entertainment Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing studio to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Diva, I got something for you. This is called Ready for Love. Thank you. How did I heal my broken heart? I allowed myself to go through the stages of healing with acceptance, time, understanding, and release. After fighting with who damaged me, fighting with myself, acceptance. Accepting the truth that what's done can't be undone, no matter how badly I needed him to come back and lie to me. Lie to me that she was just a temporary and we were always meant to be. Angry at the world, telling myself I was going to pay it back for taking everything from me. Because I didn't do anything for him to choose her over me, and he wouldn't have met her had it not allowed her to exist. So I gave myself time to grieve my loss and started talking to spirit. That helped me to understand that seasons change and that nothing good would ever come from holding on to that pain. And I was only hurting myself staying there. And finally, one day, I looked in the mirror and knew that I was more than enough to love myself because I saw something that I hadn't in 5 years. Cried one last tear. Told myself, no more pretending. Welcome back, beautiful. I love you. I missed you. I released it all. I took my heart back.
Yeah, I love that. I really, really, really love this piece. It goes through all the heartache and, like I said, all the stages of grief. And then you look in the mirror one day and go, oh, well, there you are. Welcome back.
Exactly. Girl, where you been? Yes.
Where have you been? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
I love, yes. love that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I got a shorty one. This one's called Your Home.
Mike is yours.
I thought love was my weakness until you came, and that gave me courage to love you, strength to be your backbone. Because you see, loving you is easy. In my past, I didn't love me, so I kept missing the mark. The Almighty made me, and once I finally got back, my eyes opened to the possibility of having it all. Faith began to build in waves, I believe. What I learned is I can't make you love me, but you do. I penetrated your mind. To your surprise, your heart followed. You thought it wasn't working. Like it was empty, hollowed. You found me true time after time. You became my rhythm, I became your vibe. You wanted to be with me on every plane, despite every idiosyncrasy I had. I said I entered my way. Your eyes found what was in mine, the peace you sought for so long. You're no longer alone. The planet and stars aligned, the universe. And now, you're home. That's that piece.
Oh, I love that. You said the stars and aligned, and what else?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's the planets and stars aligned. The universe heard you. Now, you're home.
I love that. I really, really do. You know, I like saying that kind of stuff. It touches me. We got a little bit more time. Another piece, if you'd like to hear it. It's kind of old.
I'm so ready.
All right. This is untitled. Tell me a story about how you think that I need someone to rescue me from love. Because I neither have a desire, nor is it required for anyone to rescue me from love. Quite the contrary. I want to be held captive in it, by it. In that, have you seen the way he looks at her? Kind of love that restored belief in a love I no longer believe to be real, kind of love that awkward parts of me I never knew existed from being untouched, kind of love. No matter the distance between us, without a doubt, he knows I'm worth every mile to be traveled, kind of love that at the end of the day, it will always be us, kind, because every morning, every waking morning, we'll wake to a piece of heaven, kind of love. That he doesn't just know how to read me, but he comprehends my story, kind of love. So tell me a story, because I want to be the parts of the book you underline. See, I don't fall often, but when I do, it is effortless, like the instinctively intake of breathing. So tell me a story, and if you should capture my heart, I'll never want to stop creating memories with you. But my love is freedom, not a cage, so I'll never stop falling in love with you. Now tell me again about how I need to be rescued from love. And that's that piece.
Look, Eva, I love all your old pieces. I love that one.
Thank you. Remember, that was actually a prompt from the CEO for the Soul Cafe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I almost forgot about that piece.
Oh yeah, I got a piece called "After You Love Me, Why Do You Leave Me?"
The mic is yours.
After you love me, why do you leave me? This has been the theme of my life for the past 30 years. I can't seem to keep love past 10. I shed many tears. Twice I was promised forever. I was cheated on the first time and too much drama on the second. Now my experience spans from wife, side piece to FWB, and I'm beginning to wonder, does anyone really see me? I am worthy of a love that's true. Since adulthood, all the men loved me and left. My life remains a skill. I thought it was me for years, yet it was them. The biggest mistake I made was putting all my energies and respect to the undeserving. So I will keep observing, reserving myself until I'm blessed with the love that's true. I'm too old for games. I'll never name names. And I'm beginning to wonder, will I ever say I love you again? And every time I hear that song, I wonder how long. I still hold out hope, tied a knot in my rope, to hang on a little while longer, that soon I'll be blessed with a love that's real, true and stronger than it's ever been. My yesterdays are more than my tomorrows. I'll have my happy ending, God willing, with no sorrows. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. Yes, you will. have your happy days. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will. I love that piece. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
We can keep going. I got another piece. You're making me search my archives,
yeah,
but I'm liking what I'm finding.
Yes, I am too. So, hey, we can rock till 11. We got it.
This is called Sapiosexuality. Damn, he's good at what he speaks. All up in my head with that sapiosexuality. Feeding me nouns and adjectives, conjunctions and verbs that smoothly blend and slur. His lip service imprinted, leaving me in a crazed daze afterwards. Wanting his to have a conversation with my her. What if I let him know? If I allow him in, surely I'll lose control. The analytical philosopher that consults the sapiosexual in me is visualizing constantly how his words do a tango with my spirituality. The more he talks, the closer he gets. He's deep within my subconscious set, stimulating my mind, opening me, touching my sacral chakra so sensuously, verbally. Shit. Makes me so fucking horny. I'm about to peak. It's almost as if he's trying to match my energy. Nah, it's just me. Well, maybe. But I didn't give him the key. Still, I want his hands, his lips all over me. I'm not saying he's perfect or even too good to be true, but I wonder, did he fall from heaven or was it he's ejected from Hades? His mind is just so beautiful. He's too damn good because his wordplay is crazy cool. With verbal skills that can call to your attention. Dimension, how he takes adverbs and proverbs, making me feel secure. How dare he touch me like this when my skin hasn't even encountered his breath or fingertips. Yet I crave more of his understanding of my hidden language so fluently he speaks, rarely spoken to me, that I speak. If only he was aware when he talks that talk and how it does that mental thing. It has this empress like a puppet on a string. Damn, he's good at what he speaks. And that's that piece.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to jump on in, Diva.
All right, the mic is yours.
I would love to look and trace every tattoo on your body with my phone. Feel every drop of sweat on your body with every brush you make. I would love to lick every drop of ejaculate on your body. But you decide you want to come within. Listening to all the expletives I echo, the metaphors describing how good my body is. How damn good this feels. Wanting to marinate in it, I want you to stay in it, diving in it. I want it like fireworks soaring into the sky. Then I want it slow and peaceful, then wild as the winds in the perfect storm. I would love to lick every thought from your brain. The sapio in you speaks to my psyche. Kiss me everywhere until I rain down on your body. As I say your name, then as you lick my climax from my body, I scream. And that's that piece.
Oh, wait. I'm going to do like you did. I'm going to jump right in with another piece.
All right.
This is untitled. You are the moon, illuminating the sky with your brilliance, and I am the lone wolf beckoning unto you, howling, longing for your soul to take mine by the hand and run wild and free through the forest of your stars with nothing hidden, unafraid and willing to give you all of me. If you love me, do not focus on committing to me. It will happen naturally if you commit to evolving, because I'll meet you there. So you will always have something to look forward to, and I will always look forward to working with you. And I'll not only love you like no other, I'm disciplined within my faithfulness and will eagerly, happily make the necessary happen to work with you. If you love me, your signal will call to me and my spirit will ride your frequency to meet your sound, bring you to my heart. Every time we touch, something very special will happen. And our kisses will be like holy water to our lips. The embodiment of my love will be the temple of your heart. So be at peace when I come to you. My heart will be the peace you've sought all your life. It shall be completely harmonious. Because I'd introduced my inner light to peaceful long before you. And that's that piece.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-mm. I love it when you say you love me and I'm your peace. I get that glow. Anyone can see the smile that meets my eyes. I love it when you hold me close. When I tell you I love you too and know what I say is true. I love it when people say we won't make it. We prove them wrong every day. We laugh, love, and kiss. And when we're apart, it's you I miss. I love it when people find out I'm smart. I'm a sapiosexual and consumed. And I love it when I know I never have to compete. I am complete. With you, I have everything. I love it when the wind blows soft. I love it when the wind softly blows comfort to my soul in the day. At night, a moonbeam lights the way so I can sleep. Mostly, I love it when I awake to shine with the sun, filled with love for my own. And that's it.
Diva, that was, God. He said, I love it when you say you love me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Do you have time for one mass, one more piece?
Absolutely.
All right. He knew that she loved him, but he also knew she'd been through some things. So he understood her response to when he asked for just some of her time was, don't come to me if only a piece of me is what you seek. Because she knew the sun is in her fingertips. So she tells him, you are in the presence of the universe when in my company, so be absolutely sure that this is the kind of love you want in your life. And if you want to give me something, give me you, all of you. Show me your hidden characteristic traits you deem flawed so I can show you how I see the perfection of them in me, in my heart. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder, after all. We've all been through some things, so give me the chance to show you how truly beautiful you are. See, our souls have been together, watching. So you get my trust first, because I don't want you to run from me. I don't want you to run to me. I want you to run with me. Trust me. And understand there really isn't anything to fear. I've already stripped down. Look, I loved you before wind knocked on windows and whispered in the ears of leaves. So shower in my understanding and know that it is safe for you to be complete and naked with me. Trust me.
I love this one. I love it. You know what? I see everything. I close my eyes every time a poet speaks their piece. And, you know, then people say, wow, I saw that. You know, you said that piece. So it's always, you know, important to me that I see exactly what you're stating. So, Diva, this last piece is called A Love of My Own.
The mic is yours.
I'm ready to give, to receive a love of my own. He has already built, spent over my life working. Now I'm ready to have a king share my throne. I am love personified. You said I was your peace each time we were together. My door is always open. Yet I find myself hoping for a love of my own. You say you miss me. All of me, not just my body, saying you're looking forward to our session. Is that what it is? I know each time we're together, I learn something new, a love of life lesson about me or you. See, I no longer want to be afraid to give my heart. I know because I already tried it. Now I can't deny it. I want a love of my own. I have given so much over the years, I'm ready to receive. I don't think love from you is a hard thing to achieve. I don't have to try hard to articulate how I feel about you. I don't want to deny it. I'm ready to try it. This feeling is getting stronger down to the bone. Quite simply, to have you, a love of my own. And that's that piece.
You know what I heard when you said that? That song by who sang that song?
Average White Band.
I love
White Band.
Yes. Yes, girl. beautiful.
Yes.
And this was an awesome show, Diva. Yes.
As always, we make a good team, Diva.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
So I'm thinking from now on, we're going to be the Sexy Divas of Epiphany, either having a Q&A or just getting some fire pieces. It's still going to be open mic, though. But I think
I might have
to change it. The special vibe with the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. How about that?
Hey, I'm down. I'm down with it.
All right. So anyway, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, whether online or just spitting the piece here with us in the air. We do appreciate you. That you take it easy. Keep your mask on. Keep your distance. And you know what? Keep it real, y'all. That's all anybody's ever asking for. God bless. Eva?
Absolutely. What she said. Definitely. Please be respectful and sensible about what's going on. You know, you still have to stay vigilant, okay? And just continue to love one another and love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself because therein lies spirit. All right? And with that, everybody, I'm going to say,